We live.
Hey guys.
What's up, everybody? We are live.
Mike's energy is still very, very low, y'all.
Oh, let me keep on sipping on this cup. It'll be in a crank up here in a minute.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to Marriage Out Loud, everybody. We're back.
That's it. We back.
This week is a little late. How am I going to go in the scope when Panthers game? Okay, listen, Michael Farr.
Mike, we're going. It's only 30 minutes.
It's
bro.
Only 30 minutes. Panthers game, come on 8:30.
Mike, trust me. I already know.
Okay, ain't nobody even paying attention. But look, they're probably bored by all that sports analysis right now. Yeah, so therefore,
we're going to give them a hit.
They're gonna tune in to us.
That's it. So we back. We've been on break.
Well, we weren't on break, honey. We moved it because you no longer make this podcast a priority.
Well, honey, I just do what you tell me to do. You said Mike.
No, he doesn't come home. It's not exciting for him anymore. Remember, this was the only time we were supposed to connect per week. And he's barely connected with me. Let's just keep it real. There's no connection right now.
Okay. Well, so we're here. We are here.
Zero connection.
And we are live.
Michael Farr, how's that looking? Zero connection. How do you reconnect after you haven't been connected? Abby Tenori, how do you reconnect after if your spouse basically ignores you?
It's real simple.
How do you do that?
You have sex. That's how you reconnect.
I'm not having sex with you because you won't hit me on a mental level.
Well, girl, I'm going to hit you on a physical level.
I don't want your physical. That's the problem. I love to be loved correctly.
And I love to love you.
No, but not in that way.
I just want to love you. Tell me who I am.
Honestly, y'all, Mike, I remember earlier you was like, when are we ever going to get on this thing and say we had a good week?
Yeah,
well,
I did say that.
Hell has not frozen over yet.
It hasn't.
Because here we are again.
So this ain't a good
caramel
week.
Caramel QT or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel QT.
Yeah, that's Ms. Farr. That's Michael Farr.
I don't care. I'd like to see prayer, listen, foot rub, then say... Michael Farr.
Prayer, listen. Mike, listen.
He don't listen to nobody.
Listen, if I go to pray for my wife, she get on an iPhone. She get on an iPhone.
That's a lie.
Then after I say amen,
that's a lie.
She'll be back to me.
That's a lie.
I'm playing.
I like a good prayer. He has never rubbed my feet, maybe one time in our marriage. That's like 10 years almost.
Honey, have you seen your feet? Woo! You mean you ever seen Shallow Hal? When he was rubbing that girl's feet, and she had like a size 15 shoe. Honey, we share shoes. Honey, your feet.
Listen, I wear a size 10, okay?
I wear 10 and a half.
And men. I wear 10 in girls, which means I wear 8 in boys. First of all, Mike, one, you shouldn't
Baby,
be talking
I
about
joke,
feet.
I joke,
Second
I
of
joke,
all,
I
his,
joke.
Look, you know what they say. You know, she has small features.
Okay, so it is what it is. And I'm average. I got average size feet.
Yes, average. I mean, I'm
average
just saying. He's trying to play me talking about I got big feet. I'm just saying, you're average. You're below average.
Honey, I'm sorry about your feet. Can't help what God gave you.
We can't help what God gave you.
I can't.
Just
but
gotta,
anyway.
Just gotta,
anyway,
gotta
anyway
listen
so
to
what's this week about? Like,
do you see?
You
do
are
you
silly.
See? Do you see? Well, I'm going to tell you what this week is about, Mike.
Taking the glass off?
Well,
I'm
going to clean them. I'm going to clean them.
Oh, okay. You got shot, but you getting serious, though, for me. You scared me. My little heart.
No.
My little heart jump.
Nothing serious. What the, you know, lately, we still, I mean, this reconnection thing has me a little bugging. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I am a troller on social media.
You are?
I'm probably wrong for that. I don't know how many people are going to sit up there. Hey, Somi. I don't know how many people going to sit up and really say, Heather, you wrong. Wrong for what?
Keep going.
Listen, everybody who listens to the podcast knows that we are on Periscope as well, and they should follow us on Periscope, and we could be talking to them too. So I'm going to talk to my people that's watching, and I'm also going to talk to the people that listen.
Okay.
So don't try to push me along.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep you on course. I want you to get on a course.
Hey, I'm in Walmart, so I'm only watching for a minute. You see that? We got people in Walmart shopping.
You know what I'm talking about?
Watching us on Periscope.
I wish Walmart
That's called dedication.
I wish Walmart watches and sponsors.
Listen, Michael Farr. He can't help that he average.
It is what it is, Mike.
What I'm saying is I'm a social media troller.
Yeah.
And I have been getting a little jealous lately of everybody's life.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I watch people, and I know that you go on social media. Thank you, sister. I love you, too. Are you asleep?
No, I'm just listening. That makes me listen. Ow!
That That's what happens. Do you see that?
Y'all can't still be
That's what happens on because he does not respond. I'm literally sweating because I'm angry because you fall asleep.
Well, no, honey, you're sitting underneath this thing like you're getting interviewed. You're sitting underneath this light.
And I'm hot. Just got out of the shower. I'm like sitting here. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Oh, whoa, Periscope's moving. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about crime on camera. Y'all better stop. He started again. The whole thing. Exactly. Caramel Cutie is on my side. You starting it.
Women always get women.
No, that's not true.
Anyway, so what were you saying?
What I'm saying is that I've been trolling on social media, seeing everybody's happy life, and I've been sad about it. It makes me that much more sad about mine.
Right.
I don't know what to do about that. Like, everybody seems like they have a happy family, and I feel like a single parent.
Yeah.
I'm just telling y'all the truth.
I'm always gone.
He's always gone.
I'm always at work.
He's always... I really want to know from our people out there, anybody who listening after the fact, after we off on Periscope, though, how do you make it work with someone that's never there?
That's a good question.
Because, like, we don't even have real content this week because he's not here.
I just work.
We don't talk. We don't... Oh, my gosh.
We don't even talk anymore.
Okay.
You know what, Heather? This is my favorite part right here. We don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Well, I can sing.
Let's not wait till the water runs dry, because it's dry.
I don't want to go dry.
We're going to watch the whole world pass us by. Let's not wait till the water runs dry.
Once.
We'll make the biggest mistake of our lives.
Don't do it, baby.
I'm just saying, really, Mike?
Hey, but listen.
Do you have something good to say or what?
New camera person.
It's the phone falling over because we're losing... I don't have any battery. Thank you, Michael Farr. Go ahead.
Anyway. Mike gonna kill you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I go to work all the time. You stay home.
But do you miss me?
Take care of the house. Girl, do I miss you? What kind of question is that?
Because I feel like you're at work and you come home with all these kind of, like, awesome stories. And it seems like you would, if there's any place in the world you would be, it would be there.
Honey, no.
If I felt like you missed me or, like, that you weren't having that much fun or, you know, it just seems as though you really... Like, seems more like, oh, you're like a single dude, like, cutting hair.
No.
Oh, but you give me all the money.
No.
I don't want to see my... Oh, Michael, I'm not even going to repeat what you just said.
Mike said, I don't want to see Mike's boobs. Mike, I don't have boobs, first of all. I got a chest.
Gosh.
But, no, I mean, at the end of the day, honey, there's no place I'd rather be. Right here with you. Right here with me. Loving you.
I think, I don't know how many more podcasts we're going to do, guys. Honestly, I'm being real. I don't know how much longer this is going to last because it just doesn't, it feels like he, you know, like I'm not prepared. Like if I usually prepare every podcast, I'm not going to lie. I have to do some research and figure it out. Well, you know, it hasn't been going that well for me for the past couple of weeks. And when I fall, when I slip, you're not there to pick that up because I don't think that it's that big of a priority to you. So it's like, if I don't keep this going or the momentum for this going or posting or whatever, it's just non-existent. So I don't know. What I'm basically saying is I can't keep doing this alone.
Okay.
And so, but I don't think that you care about it enough to want to pick up some of that slack or even give me ideas or whatever. Like,
well, you never asked me.
I have asked you before, and you knew that when we did Marriage Out Loud that you were going to have an equal voice. And at the beginning, you were super happy about it.
I'm still super happy.
You were
happy.
Super happy. You were like, don't censor me.
Honey,
I'm going to get on here,
honey,
and I'm going to do this and do that.
Listen, if you didn't come prepared tonight and you want to blame it on me, I'll take the fall.
I'm not saying that. I was actually going to get on it one day on the podcast and literally say, I don't know how often we're going to be doing these anymore every week because... I told you I was having a rough couple weeks. Still am having a rough week. I'm not going to lie. It's not like, oh, things are so amazing in my life right now. And, oh, I'm in a good headspace. Like, I'm not. So I would think that maybe, and that's just being real. I'm not going to get on here and say that everything's just butterflies and Cheerios because it ain't.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is like, do you think that this is a feasible thing that for us to keep going and doing?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
And look at your energy. I have gotten so many comments about the people who listened last week that your energy was like done.
Okay, well, tell them to work 80 hours a week sometimes and be wired up. I'm excited to be here. Now, my energy levels back then, that's when I was unemployed. Now I'm employed. I just don't go to school. I just work a lot. That's life. But I enjoy doing this. I enjoy doing this because of you. It ain't got nothing to do with these people watching us. Ain't got nothing to do with these people listening
to us. Shots fired.
No. What I'm saying is I do this because I enjoy the time spending this one-on-one with you. Like, I know you do look forward to it. And I love doing it. Now, could I pick up more slack and help you? Of course I can. And I will. I'll be glad to.
So, following this particular
See what I'm saying, Mike?
I'm just saying. That is why we need y'all to stay on, because reality is better than these social media posts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, social... I want to one week just start posting everything that's real, that's on my mind, that comes out. How many times did I almost burnt down this house in the last few weeks over stupid? So I had to pull out the mother snucking, what you call it, the fire extinguisher.
Tell them about that. What happened? Tell them. That's exciting.
That's good. Not...
That's exciting. I mean, Helen, you almost blew up our house. That's exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I almost blew up the house. Story's over.
No. Tell them what happened.
I almost caught it on fire.
What was you doing?
Put something in the toaster oven.
Okay, you was cooking. Tell them about your cooking skills, honey. All you do is brag about your cooking skills.
My cooking... No, I don't... I don't brag about my cooking skills. You do.
Maybe I need to reconsider. You about burn my house
down. All I'm saying is that I almost burnt the house down. I should have put a social media post about that.
Yeah.
My child doesn't listen to me. And he's at his age where... Let me tell y'all what this boy said today.
What did he say?
Oh, my God.
I wish I could have been here.
I mean, the parenting, I don't know. So
it ain't the parenting.
No, I'm just saying at first I questioned myself when I heard it.
Oh, I got it.
Because I was like, yo, did I ever say that around him?
So tell me the story. What happened?
Isaac, I don't know if y'all ever drank this stuff called kombucha, but it's like this raw stuff, probiotic, really healthy stuff. But most adults can't even take the taste. And so it's hardcore. When I say hardcore, I mean hardcore. So the first time I drank this particular brand, I took it back and it even got me in the throat. I was like, oh. And of course, Isaac wants to taste everything I have. So I gave it to him. He was like, hmm. I was like, do you like this? And he's like, yeah. My son will not touch a vegetable. Never. But he will juice. I juice kale, zucchini, all this stuff. We'll take it down like a G. Not a problem. So today, I was like, oh, Isaac, you want the rest of this kombucha? He was like, yeah. I'm talking about he took it to the head, and this is what he said. He right after he finished. Boy, took it to the head, and then he said, damn, I killed that drink. I mean, when it came out his mouth, I did a double take.
He sound like Smokey all Friday.
I mean, he sound like Smokey all Friday. First of all, I want to know, did he even see Friday or something? Were they teaching him at school or something? Did he catch an episode? Again, I said, Isaac, what you just say? And he looked at me and he said, damn, I just killed that drink, huh? He kept saying it like that. And I said, honey, did you say, what D word did you just use right now? He said, oh, I didn't say dang. No, I didn't say dang, because dang is a bad word. I said, damn. I said, Isaac. And I had to hold the smile. I had to hold, because it was funny how he said it. You know what I'm saying? It was funny. I said, Isaac, where'd you hear that from? And he named some boy at his school. And he said, well, he says it all the time. And he named another little girl. And he said, she says, what the? And he didn't finish the sentence. So I don't think the little girl adds the extra word. But he just said he picked it up from school. And I was like, listen, that's a bad word too. And he goes, but such and such says it. And I was like, well, such and such isn't my son. You are. And we don't say those words. And he said, first thing, you gonna tell daddy? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I mean, you're not in trouble. Just don't say it again.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, did we ever say that around him?
No, we didn't say that.
No, but I'm just saying, as a parent, I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know what, I mean, it slips.
Yeah, every now and
sometimes it slips, and it's unfortunate. So, I mean, put a guard on that mouth.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. That the 5-year-old, he is starting to pick up.
Them kids pick it up.
Some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He got the words mixed up. I know he did get the words mixed up. He talking about something, dang is a bad word, not damn. damn.
I wish I could have been here to hear it.
No, I'm glad you weren't here because you would have been on the floor.
Oh, word.
My mother was on the floor when I repeated it to her. She fell out. She was like, you lying. And it's just because he had the comedy to go with it.
Yeah.
And I think that, and he looked at me kind of like, what you talking to me like that, Mom? No, I just said
like you were wrong. Like you were wrong for doing questions.
Like Mike's in the wrong right now for literally yawning. For literally yawning.
Oh, I'm just hoping to be able to make it through the Carolina game tonight. I really am. I'm going to try my best.
See, so not only do I feel lonely when he's gone, I feel lonely when he's here because he's tired.
Lonely. I am so lonely.
I'm just saying it's true.
I have nobody to call.
You know what? You know what I think I'm going to start doing?
What?
I'm going to start going out tonight.
There you go.
I'm gonna start going.
Yeah, yawns are involuntary, Heather.
I'm gonna start going out at night.
Go out.
I'm gonna start
the
calling.
Freaks come out at night.
I'm just saying.
The freaks come out at night.
If I'm still wired and want to talk and hang out and you can't do that, then why can't I go out?
Why can't you? You a free woman.
You don't want me to start being on the town.
Girl, get out there on the town.
You don't want.
Girl, just hit a lick while you're out there.
To start. And that's the other problem. I can't go spend no. We ain't got no money for me to go out on the town.
No, I'm saying you can go make some money. Girl, you would be a high end because you're too fine. You can make a lot of money. You can make six figures.
I'll pick you up. Hey! See, look, girl, please. Come on. Come drop. Let's go. Let's go. She's not pick me up like that, fool.
Oh.
That's Caramel QT, Michael Farr's wife. She ain't trying to pick me up like that.
Hey, look, I don't know what she like.
Oh my gosh, you want to drink some wine? I'm trying to drink some wine too.
Oh Lord.
I'm trying to go out. So for everybody who listens to the podcast, send me an email.
Yeah, send an email.
You want to hang out? Let's all have a girls' night. All the podcast listeners.
See y'all later. Go have fun.
Let's go have a girls' night once a month. Let's just do it big.
There you go. And y'all could even record live.
We could record the podcast.
Yeah. That would be hot. Actually.
I'm just saying.
That would be hot. What? Really, Mike? I like Mike P. What?
You tried to play her just now.
But what? I'm confused.
Again, he shouldn't even be on air.
Y'all should really link up.
He shouldn't be on air.
Have a Marriage Out Loud ladies night out.
I'm saying I think so.
And y'all can record because this thing is all mobile.
I'm just saying it would be nice to have a Marriage Out Loud.
Take pictures.
Where it'd be like wine and cheese and we have a good time and then we do a podcast.
Ain't no Abby Wilson ain't gonna get down with all of that wine and cheese. She'll eat the cheese. She gonna have,
and you don't have to drink.
She gonna have bottled
water. It would just
and
be
cheese.
Fun. You know what? It would be fun to get a group of people that don't know each other really mm-hmm. well and talk about
marriage.
Like marriage stuff,
like
and record it,
and then the dudes
oh my
can get
God.
Together. Then the dudes can get together,
and then the dudes can get together and watch Mike fall asleep because he wouldn't be able to moderate.
No, we're gonna have a beer. I gotta have a beer. I want to get out and hang out and have a good time. I don't want to be sitting there.
But you can't record it because you need
I'm
me
gonna
to
record it.
How?
No, I can record it.
How?
I can do.
You're not taking my computer out of here.
I can hit it on something. We can figure it out. We'll figure it out. You ain't going. You're just trying to sneak in. You just want to be a part of it.
I don't want to be a part of it.
You're not going to.
I don't, and I'm not saying to go out somewhere. I'm saying about I want to go out to like not out. I want to go like at somebody's house because I want to record this.
Well, I'm
like,
taking
talk.
All the fellas. We all going to Onyx. That's what we're gonna do our Marriage Out Loud at. We're going to Onyx.
For it's those who don't know, that's fire. A strip club here in Charlotte.
And I'm totally playing. We ain't going to Onyx.
That's a strip club.
Is that really still? Is that still even?
I don't
exist?
Even know.
I don't know. I remember when I first moved to Charlotte. They were trying to
No, no, no. When you first moved to Charlotte, that's where you went a lot. Because I was working and he wasn't. So maybe
I had to relieve stress somewhere. That's where all that money we're going to, honey.
Honey, if you went to a strip club and
clap,
didn't tell
clap,
me.
Clap.
You would die. Huh? Like if I found out.
What if I took you with me?
If I found out.
If I said, let's go tonight, me and you going together.
We're not going to a strip club.
You wouldn't
I
wouldn't either.
No, but what I'm saying is if I found out something like that later on in life.
Honey.
Like if I found out that you like used to go to a strip club like when we first got married or something. That would be. Has anybody found out something horrible about their husband or wife like years after the fact?
Whoa.
And did you respond?
That's a good one.
I mean, did you respond to them like,
now you're cooking with grease. I like this. No. Let's play on that.
I just want to know out there. You can email us on the website, Dear Abby. We don't have to know the, I won't know the email, but I do want to know the story.
Yeah.
Has anybody, the Fars are on. Have you got Tell me something good.
Oh, yeah. I found that after a few years that you only got 9 toes. That threw me off. And I thought you were lying to me. That's crazy. You got to do better than that. I'm tired of you hiding and putting the wool over my eyes.
Oh, y'all stupid. Oh, look, Michael Farr said, we good.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Okay.
I don't have any stories like that from Mike other than the fact that I've told this one before. You didn't want to get married to me.
Oh, I didn't.
So I found that out 5 years into the game.
I let her know later on.
Yeah. Actually, Mrs. Farr got something going on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so that was heartbreaking for me to find out that he didn't want to marry me, and but why was it heartbreaking? This could have been a completely different story.
This could have been a good thing.
Wait a minute.
You see what I was trying to say?
I wish I had that music. You know how they have the like ripples on the screen?
Yeah.
And then you live like a double life. Like, how would my life be if I didn't marry Mike Shelton?
Girl, you'd be sad, depressed. You probably wouldn't even be living right now.
No, I'd be living.
No?
I'd be fine.
You'd be fine?
Yeah, I just would have picked the other boy I was dating.
I wouldn't. No.
I just would have picked him.
And he could have been somebody that beat your ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see what could have happened?
He was sweet.
Oh, that's what they all start off. They start off as sweet.
He was sweet.
Then he start off, no, you can't go over there because she got a brother. Next thing you know, you coming out of there. Yeah, I fell and hit my eye on the doorknob. Then you got all
these. Why does everybody who's not you have to be abusive?
Because, honey, that's the way it's going to be.
I'm just saying.
All you got is me. Any other guy, I'm going to hate on him. I'm going to be a hater.
Oh, that's stupid.
No.
That's so silly.
No, I am a hero and the rest are some zeros. You are never going to make it in any of these little hypothetical stories with another man. No.
Whatever.
Because what's going to happen is all of y'all die at the end of that story. Ain't no happy ending to that.
Because I'm with another man.
Exactly.
Okay. Because I'm with another man.
Yeah, girl, you with me.
I know.
You can't think about what ifs.
Oh, I can think about what ifs.
Girl, ain't no such thing anyway. But yeah. I would like to know if somebody got some stories like that, though.
I'm just saying, and then how you handled it, because I know that if I found out something that was crazy, I don't know.
Yeah, because it'd be crazy, like, if you said all of a sudden after all these years that you used to be a man. Like, that would kill me. I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, obviously, it had to be before we had Isaac, because Isaac is a telltale story. You were the woman.
But, yeah, exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't know what to do.
What if you... I don't even know something.
Honey, don't say anything.
Honey,
if you want the real question, don't say that's going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to keep it 100 with
you. No, I'm just saying, I want to know, like, what would be a deal breaker that you found out later on in life, like, after we got married years later. What would be a deal breaker?
That's a good one.
Like, for you.
If you was a man.
Okay, well, we know that's not true because I birthed a child. So, it had to be something else.
I don't know. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to think, like, we kind of know. I'm trying to
That would be the deal breaker. If you came out to me and said, my name was really Henry, but I turned into Heather.
So silly.
No.
What if I cheated on you at the beginning of our relationship and you found out, what, 10 years later? Like, what if I, like, said, Mike, you know, I got something to tell you. Yada yada, and this is all what ifs.
Okay, I'm about to say, are we breaking news on Periscope?
No, but I'm asking a question. Like, what is something? Like, do you think? I mean, we're supposed to forgive all things, but I wonder if people broken up over stuff like that before.
I mean, it's easy for me to say right now. Oh, Heather, I would not be upset.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, I know it would be.
Oh, you would be done.
Oh, honey.
You would leave me. I know. Because you know what he would say?
I'm tainted. Yeah, you tainted.
See? Yeah. I knew that's the word he would use. I'm tainted.
You tainted. If you cheat on me with another man, you tainted.
You're saying I'm tainted.
Yeah, if another man grips a hold of you and handles his business with you, you tainted. I'm sorry. I no longer look at you the same. I'm just keeping 100.
So what you're saying...
And I hope you're looking at me the same way if I cheated on you.
So you're saying that, because I remember we had a discussion about this in divorce and back in the day. So basically, you're saying that's a deal breaker for us. If that ever happened...
Which you ain't cheating on me, so it don't matter.
No, but I'm just giving, like, I'm just asking you what a deal breaker is. I'm asking you what a deal, or do you not have those? Is the word divorce written out of your dictionary? I thought it was.
No, listen, so not only...
I thought it was.
Okay, so hear me. Not only did you cheat on me... Listen, stop. Not only did you cheat on me... But you've been keeping a secret.
You've been living a lie all these years.
You said years later you would tell me.
What I'm saying is I'm not talking about... No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about present tense now because we were supposed to...
No, honey, that's not what the question was.
No, I just remixed the question.
So why
are you
remixing it? Why you remixing? You ain't Puff Daddy. You ain't the remix king.
Would you?
Honey, if you cheated on me, we got to do some counseling.
That's what I'm asking you. But you just said that if someone touched me that wasn't you, that I would be tainted.
You would be. I would need to take the counsel and the Holy Spirit to unclean you, to cleanse you. I would need that.
So I'm asking
you. It's 50-50. I would start off doing the right thing first.
But really, going to Mike, church. You would divorce me.
Huh?
You would divorce me.
Honey.
I know you.
You know?
You wouldn't be able to get over it. Honey. There's not, like, I'm serious. Like, I know.
Is there anything out there that y'all, let's put the question back on him.
Yeah. Is there a deal breakers for you married people out there?
Yeah.
Some people, remember your friend? Said you had a friend that said, basically, if, it's like, I owe you one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you, Basically,
if his wife ever cheated on him, mm-hmm. and he caught her, he said he would just come down the steps in the morning, everything gonna be as normal, and he's gonna look at her, smile, say, I love you, and he's gonna say, but you know I owe you one, right? You know I owe you one. And basically, he just said he gonna pay it back. He gonna get him a dime, and he gonna have a little way with him. That's what he gonna do.
That's horrible.
But she should have never one-upped him.
No, I'm not even... I think basically what I'm getting boiling it down to is I just wonder how much of... Like, we said that we, you know, crossed out the word divorce in the dictionary, but it's really not crossed out. There's some things that could happen.
Honey, what I'm telling you is
that would push us to the edge.
No, what I'm telling you is this, babe.
Yeah.
Like, I would need to talk to some people. I would need the Lord to work on my heart. Because I think anybody's natural reaction would be, she must not care about me, love me, blah, 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 boom, boom, boom. Or he, if she's willing to go out there and do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to devastate anybody. So it's easy to say, no, I wouldn't. When we're sitting here, we're not cheating on each other. Nobody got caught. But it's also hard to not say I wouldn't do that. You feel me?
Why are we laughing? See how this podcast goes when we don't have, because I dropped the ball and Mike don't pick it up. Don't point to screens. I can see clearly what time it is. I can see how long we've been on this podcast.
But yeah, so anyway.
I like to thank you, Fars, for hanging in with us.
Abby.
We like you. Abby's not on this.
She was.
Abby was not. Oh, Abby Tenori. Y'all are so real. Love y'all. Oh, you know what? I like people. You know what? If we're going to keep doing the podcast just for y'all.
Yeah, just because it
doesn't feel like, you know, y'all watching.
Well, what's crazy is more people listen. I just wish all these people would get on Periscope. That'd be crazy.
I know. All the people that listen or like send email. I think somebody sent a random email the other day and was like, y'all are hilarious. But it came through that anonymous part of the website. So I didn't know who it was. I couldn't say thank you. So if you're listening right now, thank you for the email that said we're hilarious. I mean, I even told the two power lady to listen to us.
Yeah. And
it was probably her.
And also, y'all let us know about y'all's deal breakers through the anonymous. You ain't even got to tell us who y'all.
Yeah, I just want to know deal breakers, or we want to know stories.
We will continue to talk about this on the next podcast.
We want to know stories. Like, have you learned something about your spouse that happened years ago that was almost a deal breaker for you? Or how did you forgive them or whatever? Like, oh, man, he cheated on me when we first got together. Oh, I do have a friend that their spouse did cheat on them. Like, and she found out, and she still married him.
That's what's up.
I mean, it was hard.
That's gangster.
It was hard for that person, too. Like, they had to get counseling and stuff, but they stayed together, and they have a very strong relationship. So I'm not saying that it can't be done.
No.
If that happens, it was one time he made a lapse of judgment, and, you know, she went ahead and had this dream wedding, and... You know, they're still together.
That's awesome.
And years later. So I think that
so let
it
us
works,
know how your story
works
ended.
For people. I don't know.
Let us know if you had a fairy tale ending.
Can you quit trying to rush me off my own podcast? I'm single in life now. I'm gonna be single here. Just leave. I'll do it by myself then. Because all you want to do is get off.
Do it by yourself then.
Oh, okay. You did. Oh, I was like, what's up with the dramatic? Go watch TV, Mike. Thank you.
No.
Thank you, because that's all he want to do. He don't want to really have a real conversation.
No, I do. We've already had a real conversation. And the thing is, I want to hear from them. I'm tired of always hearing our war stories and hearing our war wounds. I'm tired of that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I couldn't spit it out. I want them to say something. I want to hear from the people.
Well, no, remember this next week's podcast next Sunday. You are going to do the research. You are going to find some articles to talk about, some situations.
On this thing right here.
Yeah, but in general, we're gonna. You can't just talk about this the whole time if there's not enough content to talk about.
I'm gonna have content.
Oh.
Yes.
Ask the people in the barbershop, honey. You got somebody in a chair right there. Ask them their stories.
Okay.
Ask your people.
I will.
I'm going to find out some people. We're going to find out some stories.
Yeah, Mike. So when you come to the barbershop this week, go ahead and keep it 100 with me, Mike. Because I know you do.
He said they good. It's all anonymous people. Yeah, so check out our website, Marriage Out Loud. I'm going to start writing again. I haven't been doing that again because he wants to be happy, a full stomach, and empty.
Oh, I know.
They can't hear. He cutting off his ears.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. Gosh. Y'all funny. Yeah, check out the website, marriageoutloud.com.
Facebook.
Like us on Instagram, all those things.
Twitter.
Maybe stop being depressed and start writing again. I don't know.
I know. I miss you posting those, honey. You was always excited about posting those little blogs.
I was in love.
I know, honey. We'll fall in love again.
I'm going to try. I need some tips on people who have a spouse that work all the time.
Yeah, y'all. She depressed.
Oh, thanks, Mike. He said, great freestyle.
Did I freestyle?
No, he's saying, like, for the podcast, we weren't prepared, and he said it was still a good podcast. So I appreciate it. Like, because they've been with us the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
So
now Mike's ready for us to end so he can go watch a football game.
Yeah, so everybody, by the time you listen to this tomorrow, the people who are listening, we would know that the Panthers whopped up on them Eagles.
That's right.
Bow. So go Cats.
That's it.
Go Cats. MarriageOutLoud.com.
All right. Y'all, we appreciate y'all.
I'm going to get Mike some medication to get that energy up.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace out.